Blog Talk Radio.
Good people, it's your man Beach Bum Gun, live on the off ramp, April 23rd, 2013, 11 p.m. Eastern. Feel free to call in, let me know what's on your chest, 646-915-8680. Holler at us on Twitter, at the off ramp show. You got at Beach Bum Gun, you got at VSUL02, you got at Sigmatic1914. Get at us on Twitter, let us know what you want to talk about. Call in, let us hear what you want to talk about. Got my man, Mr. Righteous, on the line. What's happening there, Chafe?
What's going on, brother?
Not much, man. These allergies is beating me up, yo. It's got to stop going from 80 degrees to 40 degrees, yo.
Wear a mask, bro, so you won't be breathing all that pollen, man.
You want me to walk around like them Chinese people do, yo, with the bird flu,
that's,
yo, with the...
Hey, that's how they do. They don't get sick, do they? Oh, my God.
Yeah, they get sick. That's why they got the bird flu. Yeah, bird flu or herpes, yo. So we definitely on the mic tonight. Make sure y'all get at us. Let us know what's popping in these streets. Mr. Righteous, you got anything special you want to talk about tonight before I jump into my array of topics?
No, sir.
Yeah, true that. Well, first want to get into, of course, you know, as a sports fan, you know, NBA playoffs is definitely popping off. You see my close personal friend Christopher Paul last night?
Yeah, that was a hell of a game winner.
Yeah.
Lucky shot, but that was a hell of a game winner.
Whoa, there ain't nothing lucky about that, man. I taught him that back in 2004, 2005.
Right.
Yeah, so, I mean, but that definitely was a great game, man. It's not been a lot of great games, but that game last night was amazing. Golden State, Denver right now is in a tough little game. I thought the New York-Boston game was going to be a little bit more competitive.
Mm-hmm.
New York ended up them out, man. Carmelo looking good out there.
Yeah.
Kid still has a terrible percentage, though.
Yeah, well, that confidence carried over from the Olympics.
So he wasn't even a big scorer in the Olympics, yo. He played great D in the Olympics. I don't know why he can't play D in America.
Well, one game, he scored like 40 to 50 points. He broke a record.
Olympics? That was just the one game. I'm talking about over the entire period.
No matter, yo. The kid was scoring like crazy. He was hitting all threes, yo, like it was nothing, yo. The kid was draining from deep, too, sometimes.
I know that game he was killing. I know he broke the record that day, but I'm talking about, like, on the Olympic team, he wasn't the go-to scorer. It was actually Russell Westbrook, which amazed me because Kobe and played a lot of D. Kevin Durant was a big-time scorer out there. I'm just saying that it just surprises me that, you know, like, him and Kobe were considered, like, the top defenders of the Olympics. But for some reason, Carmelo can't play D in the NBA. I don't get it.
Oh, well. I mean, look who he was playing up against.
Yeah. I guess that is true, but I mean... Good.
Those guys are good, but I mean, come on.
I mean, the international competition is a lot better than what it used to be.
Yeah. Well, because now, instead of them guys over here wanting to be fans, now they're more competitive and they want to compete and they want to beat us.
Because before, like, you know, in the Jordan and all them era, the original Dream Team, the only Dream Team, a lot of those players was just fans, and they was just in awe that they was playing against these superstars. Now that crap don't mean nothing.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, we just got our other co-host in, MX Money, just hopped in. What's going on, homie?
What up? By way of Denver, Colorado, on my way to Spokane. What's today's mathematics, fellas?
In the mile, how's the weather? I mean, how's the air? Can you breathe?
Can I breathe, yo? It's in the airport, so not having no troubles now.
Yo, can you buy weed in the airport since it's illegal to smoke in Colorado?
I have no idea. I just got to this phone. Yeah, but that would be a great scheme, y'all. One of the marquee, the airport kiosks, yo. They just sell the dime bags off the plane, yeah.
I figure if I fly high, I get high.
Yeah, right. Fly high, right. Land high, in the mile high.
Yo, I watched a video with from the Breakfast Club, and he was talking to Styles P. And he was going out there for their, they call it the Weed Olympics, yo. And he said, it's like people from all over the world bring the best weed. And he said, man, it's just like a time of year, a good time. He said, out there, you can smoke it without even getting in trouble, like on some old craziness. And I was like, get out of here. Like, they really let you smoke in the open, like, whatever. For you to have that type of event, too.
If weed was legal in New Jersey, Mr. Righteous, would you smoke weed?
Well, I don't know, man. It'd be tough, yo. Because I know my wife is against me smoking. And but if she wasn't, and then, you know, make sure that if the job is cool with, you know, with us smoking, yeah, man, you know, because, you know, most times they do drug tests, so I don't want to get fired. So I don't get fired on some drug tests, but I mean, if they don't do no drug tests, and then everything's okay, and you know, how long as I don't come to work like that, I'll give me a little pull here and there.
the thing is that it's still illegal federally, so it's just statewide. So you still can't do no dumb stuff, but the government will come after you. So just the state is just gonna turn their head against it.
Right.
So.
Well,
so, Mr.
Huh?
Hey, M. Extra, so if it was legal to smoke in Maryland, would you smoke?
Yeah, buddy. No, I said, as long as my job was cool, I might have my job over. You know what I mean? If I had a top secret clearance and all that other kind of stuff, you know, that prohibited me from doing it, that's one thing. You know what I mean? My job, because I'm not going to lose my job because, you know what I mean, because of weed, you know? But,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, but
yeah.
What about yourself, man? Answer your own question, buddy.
Well, I was going to sound like Mr. Vikings was going to talk, so I was going to let him talk.
No. I was just going to say, I was looking at the score. What's the name? Melo was the second leading scorer in the squad for the Olympics 2012.
Who was the first?
Durant. Durant, 19.5. Melo was 16.3.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess ain't nobody really scored that much, though.
That was too many people. You got too many scorers on the team, though.
Yo, man, hey, quick question. Yo. I ain't trying to interrupt, yo, but I got the Boston game in New York on TV frozen, yo. I mean, what's going on with that game, yo? The TV's frozen 13-9. With five
that game's over with, yo.
Oh, shit.
I was going to say, how long has that shit been frozen for? That game has been over for about an hour.
Oh, shit. So who won this?
Yeah, you definitely. Yeah, see, he got the Denver and got too high, yo. He got the Denver and got way too high, yo. He got the pause button on the TV, yo. I forgot to hit play, yo.
So who won?
New York. That DirecTV genie messed him up, you know. New York blew them out, you know.
Word.
87-71.
Yeah, how long have you had that game on pause for, you know?
I didn't have it on pause. I just got to the gate, yo, and I don't know. The TV just frozen over there. I'm thinking that I'm ready to find another TV and watch the game while I'm waiting. Like, don't leave another 40 minutes.
You in Denver, so they should have the Denver Golden State game on. That's a good game. Denver's up too.
You would think, man. I don't know.
Sound like y'all having trouble out there, man. Is there still a lot of snow on the ground?
It's snow at the airport. It's not really on the runway. I think they do a good job cleaning that stuff off. But it's definitely snow on the ground now. I can't believe it was snowing in April. Yo. That's just great.
No.
I mean, you in the mountains, y'all. It's the end of the world, yo.
So, man, so answer the question. Beach bum?
Oh yeah, I definitely would get high. I think my wife. I keep calling her my girl, yo. I try to refer to my wife as my baby mama, being of the fact this is my first child and I'll never really have a baby mama, so I refer to her as my baby mama for the time being.
Yo, you only have a baby mama when you have a child out of wedlock, yo.
What did you say?
I said you only got a baby mama when you ain't with her.
Look, you refer to your baby mama as you want to. I'm referring to mine as my baby mama, yo.
The mother of your child.
But see, I feel like the same way. Like, I don't think I'd be a big weed smoker if it was legal. You know, the whole thing that y'all just said, if it wasn't against, like, my job rules and all this stuff. I would love some days to just, you know, sit down, get high and watch a movie.
Yeah.
And just
right.
Pass out, wake up. You know, I mean, I don't know how many days I actually have that with a child on the way. But, like, if I could just go in the basement, you know what I mean? You know, when things feel like they're getting a little crazy in the world and, you know what I mean, my mind starts running and just go down there and relax and light up. Shoot.
Yeah, I remember.
Put
on that good Bob Marley.
Yeah, tell you the truth, I remember when I was in a certain island and me and Samson and the wife lit up. She took me down for about 45 minutes, yo. That was some great tongue action.
Hey, listen, man. I'm like this. The thing is that, you know, the thing that I don't get is that alcohol is readily available for everybody's enjoyment, right? And so is cigarettes. Can get you the same thing. Blacks need the same way if you inhale, right? That same kind of effect, you know what I'm saying, on the body. So, only thing legalizing weed is doing is basically essentially giving you something else that's going to give you that same effect that alcohol does. That's in my opinion. So, to me, the reason why I would probably do a little bit, probably more than drinking, is because of the simple fact that it's relaxing. You're not really going to get that hangover feeling. If anything, you're just going to eat some wings and pass out. You know what I'm saying?
Hip-hop. Yeah, hip-hop chicken.
So your calorie intake could probably be a little bit the same as you drinking about 12 beers, because that's probably, you know what I mean, what's going to get me where I need to be for beer, where get some beer. So 12 beers, a blunt, and some wings is going to get me pretty much the same place. So why not have to go to a side street to cop that, but I can go to the corner store like I can do beer, get me a bag of weed, and go ahead and smoke.
This guy's counting calories on his weed.
Yeah, that was the worst calorie count math of all time, yo.
I'm not trying to really count calories.
Smoke weed or alcohol by the calories of wings he would eat, whether high or drunk.
They're going to sell 200 calorie weed joints, huh?
Yo, it could be 200 calorie joints.
Listen. A lot of people, the first thing they do on a diet, yeah, they cut out the alcohol, they cut out the beer, whatever, because it's empty calories, yo. And so I'm saying is, yo, it's no real calories that you're smoking. You don't get calories. You don't get fat smoking weed. The only way you're going to get fat smoking weed is that if you go munch, you got the munchies afterwards, yo.
Yeah, you know what's funny? I never had the munchies high. Like, I really just, like, it just always, yeah, I mean, I'm fat. I get the munchies just from being alive. But, like, I just want to go to sleep when I get high, you know? Like, on days I can't sleep, you know, if I light up, you know, I'll curl up and be knocked out.
So that's what I'm saying. That's another thing. That's another positive then. So would you be able to do that if you had, like, a couple glasses of Jack? Is that going to get you that place?
Well, see, I try not to drink that much when I get high, when I used to get high, only because sometimes when I get high, like, I don't want to be, like, I don't like being real, real high. Like, some people like being high in the clouds. I like a very mellow high. That's why I tell people I need regular weed, yo. I do not want to be in no clouds, yo. I just kind of want to, like, jump a little bit.
That's why you got to grow your own. You got to grow your own supply, man.
Yeah, okay.
Just as small as you got to all plan.
You don't need a whole.
You just do your own little potted plant, yo.
What does this kid think? He's in Mexico, yo? He's just going to start growing this whole field.
Like, I don't got time for that shit. Yo, I remember, yo, because this Beach Bump Gun, yo. I remember back in our college days, yo, me and B-Weezy, we would always call it the balance, yo, the perfect balance, yo, with a 40 and a bag of weed, yo. You do it both. That's that perfect balance, yo. The perfect balance.
The perfect balance.
But my question is though to you though, Beach Bump Gun, it's not necessarily like doing them at the same time. It's like replacing one of the other. So I'm saying that if it was legal, I think I would smoke more than drink. Do you think that if it was legal down where you're at, would you do one over the other? You know what I'm saying?
No, because I don't think the feelings are the same. Plus, I just enjoy drinking way too much. You know what I mean? Like, I like the fact that I haven't taken a drink in 5 months is still amazing to me, but the fact that I miss it so much worries me still. But yeah, as far, I don't like the feeling of being high as much as I like being drunk.
Okay.
Yeah, this guy is going through withdrawal over there. He's sweating. Sweating.
He got the shakes right now on the phone.
He got the shakes.
I miss alcohol. I never thought that I'd really, like, I thought at first, you know, the first month or so would be hard. But I mean, even, yo, fat dude, Mr. Rice, yo. You could test this, yo. I've been drinking since, like, middle school, yeah. And this is the first time in probably, you know, like 15 years that I've gone longer than a week without having a drink.
Yo, just go pour your cap full, man, and just sip. Don't drink too much. You get a little cap full, yo.
You get your little tick. Just wet the palate and spit it out.
Yeah, just wet your gums a little bit, you know. Wet your gums a little bit. You be good.
So I tell y'all, I miss alcohol. And I'm trying to quit, and you bastards told me to go drink some. Thanks.
No, I didn't say drink, yo. I said, what's your palate and spit it out.
So if I'm a heroin addict, yeah, you just going to push the needle in just a little bit, yeah?
Nah, that's the equivalent of put the needle in and then pull it out.
But you ain't quitting. You just holding out till your little one gets here, man.
Yeah, buddy, I'm getting wasted.
And then you going to celebrate.
Yeah, you're not getting wasted at all. Yeah, you're gonna get wasted about a month afterwards, you know. Ain't no way you're gonna have time to get wasted, yeah.
Yeah, you're gonna have a stogie. You got your stogies ready?
I'm getting wasted at the hospital.
You're gonna have a couple of drinks, yo.
I didn't tell you all the time I snuck a bottle of liquor in to my man Jeff and Tariq. Y'all met him at my wedding. I snuck a bottle of liquor in the hospital when his wife was having a baby, yo.
Word.
The nurses came in to check her bottle. I was like, yo, hide the bottle.
Yo, you can't have alcohol in the baby room, yo.
Shut up. I don't know what you can have, you know, but we was in there wasted, though. We drank a whole bottle of Cavassier that night.
Oh, my gosh. Right?
He was not feeling that when that baby woke up at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Hell no.
Well, the baby wasn't born yet. She was just bedridden. His wife was just bedridden because of the baby.
Yo, that is the worst, to have a hangover when you got a newborn, yo. The worst.
Yo, but I think... I figured the best time to get wasted is while, you know, my wife's in the hospital. So if I'm incapacitated, all she got to do is press a button and the nurse comes. That's why I pay health insurance.
When you come home.
That's horrible, son.
When you come home and you want to go out and have a nice little party time, you get punished. And then that next day and that, wah, oh, man. You just lay down and you just lay down. It's a wrap, yo.
Yeah, we used to always have a thing, you know, like we would take turns, you know, like me and the wife, we would take turns who was going to get messed up the worst, you know, so like, because one of us had to wake up for the baby, so one of us had to be responsible, you know, so we used to take turns, you know, who was going to be the one that was responsible that night, you know, and that's the one who can get drunk, and just drink socially.
Yeah, that's what we used to do. We used to do the same thing, like, are you drinking today? No, I'm not feeling right there. I'm going to drink something. Okay. So that means you're waking up with the baby. Yeah, I'm waking up.
Yeah, my plan is to stay up until 5 in the morning. So when the baby wakes up, even though I'll be drunk, I can still take care of the baby. So when I pass out at 5, the wife can wake up on the next round because she have already had about 8 hours of sleep because she passes out about 10 o'clock.
Oh,
yeah, that's not responsible at all, yeah.
I know, right? You going to be caring for the baby drunk, yo?
I'm not breastfeeding the bastard, you know?
They like. Right, yo, you still going to have to feed him and change his diaper, yo. You go out here, yo.
I've done a lot more complicated things drunk than changing a diaper and feeding a baby, yeah.
All right. Yo, you one time when he don't want to get... But yo, when you done changed the diaper, you done fed him and they still crying. Yo, he goes so frustrated.
Then we're gonna have a drunk conversation. Yeah, I'm gonna have a drunk conversation with my son. Yeah, he's gonna be crying and I'm being there talking to him wasted, and we're gonna talk about life. Yeah,
like what's the problem? What's the problem, little nigga? What's the problem? Just crying with you,
slurring words. They both going to be in there slurring words, talking baby talk.
Right.
Oh, man, that's hilarious, yo.
I'm going to be in the morning.
That's funny.
Yo,
man, that's hilarious.
Watch it playing Madden, you know, why not? You know what I mean? Mm. I told the man I stay up. The wife goes to sleep at 10, and I'm like, look, I'm going to sleep to, like, you know what I mean? 11 a.m., so you got the baby. You know, you get 8 straight hours, I'll get my 6,
that
and
is.
We good.
This is on the weekend, though,
right? Yeah, I was going to say, it got to be on the weekend. Especially when she breastfeeds, it don't matter. Yeah, you better get that pump action going, you know, so you can feed. The baby's going to keep feeding every 2 hours,
Come on, man, I'm 31 years old. I know where the titties is at. I can lead them there, yo. I done found them for a long time.
Okay, so you're just going to bring them to them. You're going to just bring the baby to her then.
Yeah, yo, he get one nipple, I get the other, yo.
Yeah, I thought you said you were going to take the milk. I thought we had a conversation about this. I said you wasn't going to taste the milk, yo.
Huh?
I said I thought we had a conversation about this, how you wasn't going to take the milk. He wasn't going to taste the breast milk, yeah.
Nah, yo, they only come out when they know they need it, yo. I'm going to just be around the side. I'm going to be side boob action, yo.
Side boob action.
You want to taste it, yo?
No, I don't want to taste that much. I'm lactose intolerant, yo.
Yeah, that's the most nutritious thing you can have, yo, ever. Yo.
It might cure your lactose intolerance, yo.
Exactly, yo. Get some nutrients in you, yo.
Then you can start eating some Fruit Loops and Fruity Pebbles, man.
Yo, so let me ask you this. I had this question with my wife, yo. So if babies, all they need really is breast milk to the time they get to like a certain age and start getting them on, you know, a regular food, do you think the human body can survive off of breast milk for the rest of their life? Like if you constantly sucked on your mom's titty.
Oh, my God.
Like could you survive that way?
I think you could survive a long time. I think you won't be as nourished as you could be, though, because – I mean, eventually you're going to have to consume a lot more than probably their body's going to be able to produce.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you're going to need more nutrients or more kind of, like, food to kind of, you know, I think you'll survive. I think you'll just be malnourished in a certain capacity. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I do think while, you know, my wife didn't breastfeed all, like, you know, I think you could breastfeed up to, like, 2-3 years, some people do, right? I mean, we I think she did, like, maybe, like, a year with one and maybe 6 months with the other two. I think that it would definitely help with child obesity, like, early at the age where you'd be seeing these fat babies, you know, because they'd be drinking that little processed milk. If every woman over there breastfed, I think the children would be actually, like, start out, at least have a chance of not being obese when they're, like, five. Like, it's crazy how many kids I will go to pick up a kid, and I'll be seeing these little kids of, like, 75 pounds, yo, in a kindergarten, yo. It's like, yo, wait, how the hell you get that big, yo? Like, I don't understand, yo. Like, you weigh the same size in the pool, yo, in kindergarten, yo. Yo, why are you a buddy ball?
Yo, that's because their parents just let them go in the kitchen and eat whatever they want out the fridge, yo.
That's true, yo. But they also don't. They also have probably did that shit since they would. They've been starting since they were one. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And hasn't really.
Because my boys didn't mess with the breast milk neither. So we gave them the Similac. We had to do Similac, and that's some funky stuff, man. That stuff stinks. Especially when they burp in your
taste
face,
that?
You want to gag. Huh?
Did you taste that?
Heck no. It stinks. And then, we'll let them just go in the kitchen and just open up the fridge and get what they want. And they don't eat, like, junk food all crazy like that, except for, like, maybe parties or something like that. But other than that, on an everyday basis, nah, it's not going to happen.
Right.
And we make sure they eat fruit. They eat fruit every morning for breakfast, with their breakfast.
Get no cereal, you know?
Yeah, they get like we'll give them some, like, they'll eat Honey Nut Cheerios with, like, a banana, or they get, like, some waffles or something with some bananas, some apples, something like that. They get regular breakfast, but, you know, we throw some fruit in there, too.
Well, all I know is, Jenkins, don't get the word out about the breast milk, because I need all these kids to be fat so my kid has a better chance of getting a scholarship, man. Fuck these other kids, yeah.
All I'm saying is that's going to be the whole lineman, yeah. That's going to be blocked for that dude, yeah.
That'll
be the fact,
yo, man. That's crazy, yo. Yeah, man, that's crazy, you know, when you go pick the kids up and all these little fat kids.
It's bad in a way, you know, because I know it's not the kid's fault, you know. It's the parent's fault, you know. And if my kids were that fat, you know, I would hate to, like, well, why would you want to, like, you have to put them on a diet? That's crazy. You know what I mean? At the age of five, you know, they're on a diet. Like, that's sad, you know.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know. I was pissed when my middle child had, like, 7 cavities, you know. I'm thinking of the dentist. I'm like, yeah, that's all me. I'll put it all on me. Like, because, I mean, yo, like, you know what I mean? Like, you don't regard, we wouldn't say. I mean, she was brushing her teeth.
Hold up. I just caught that, yo. Did you say your middle child has 7 cavities?
Yeah, she had 7 cavities, yo. All in between.
How long
were
you
looking?
What, you was sneaking her candy, yo?
Nah, it was.
How old is the middle child?
4.
So she got more cavities at her age.
Yeah, yeah. Like, it was crazy, yo. And it was because, like, that's why we stopped eating chewy candy, like, little, like, the chewy candies, like gummy candy, because it gets caught in between her teeth, and we were just brushing, but we weren't really flossing like that. So it was all, they were all, like, in between her teeth or whatever. And some of them, like, just had to, just the way their teeth was formed or whatever. So some of it was my fault. Some of it was our fault, and then some of it was just how her teeth was. So we sealed her teeth over so they're a little more smooth so they don't get caught in the grooves and stuff. But, yeah, after that, yo, I told the wife, I was like, yo, like, that's us, yo. Like, after $400 later of all them fillings and shit, I was like, yo, that's all us, yo. We need to, yo, now, yo, we on top of it. But, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's all the parents. Like, you got to take responsibility for your kid. Like, no, she's 4. Like, she don't know no better. You know what I mean? Like, if it was up to her, yeah, she wouldn't brush her teeth at all. I mean, tell her to.
Don't those teeth fall out?
They still, it's the overall health of your mouth, though, you know? Like,
right.
You still need to take care of that, you know? And some of them don't fall out until they're, like, 12.
Right.
Like, you don't
use
all your teeth until you're, like, 12.
Sometimes that stuff can get down to the gums, yo.
Yeah.
Should have saved you $400 and just pulled them joints out. But, yo.
That's why we brush first and then let them brush.
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
that's how we do it.
First,
yep.
Ask questions last. That's how most of these so-called kids pass. Yo, that's our time, yo. It's been a good
all
combo,
right,
yo. About 20 seconds, man. And extra, have a safe flight, man. I got my man.
Thank
I text
you,
my man.
popping in Spokane, Washington. He should probably get back to me later on tonight. Y'all boys got anything to say to the people?
Nah, man. Just glad I was able to catch the show, man. Y'all be safe out there, man.
You too, brother.
All right, fellas, thanks to all of our sponsors. I ain't get to shout y'all out tonight, but that's all right, because y'all niggas ain't giving us no money. I'll shout y'all out tomorrow, man. I'll catch y'all tomorrow night, 11 p.m. off-ramp. Peace.